Welcome up my good friend, Cheryl Perrault. She has her own open mic at the Hopkinton cable station called Wake Up and Smell the Poetry. I recommend it to you. Please welcome Cheryl Perrault. She'll be featuring, I think, in May at the Emerson Umbrella open mic.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Ira, for sound. Terrence and Mary, that beautiful words and music tonight. Nourish, Karen and everyone, thank you for giving us a home to do what we love to do. And Ellen, thank you for bringing us together as a family of friends and shining our light to one another. And for all the moments that we've had and we will keep with us of this place and more to come. So let's see, there is the quote, poetry is prayer. And the closest I have is an old piece that I thought I'd bring out for tonight to share. It was inspired by, I don't know, about 10 years or more going to a conference in psychology and the spiritual, and hearing Dr. John Mack speak about his work as a therapist with people dealing with different kinds of encounters, including alien in psychotherapy. And it was interesting to hear him say that in our society, we always think our reality is linear and just what we can see. And, you know, I had a lot to think about, and one thought led to another on the subway ride home, and I got to writing this piece, which really isn't about aliens anymore, but turns out it's about the importance of loving ourselves to love out in the world, and it's called Confessional. I am wandering in the darkness of a cold and pouring rainstorm. I've been alone and thinking, and my thoughts now make me crazy. With internal conflict, I've been raising. So I wander in this dark place, a refuge for forgiveness. Step up to the heavy door, listening, waiting, seeking. I need confession and I need forgiveness. I need acceptance for my imbalance. And the door slowly opens as I feel my fear increasing. Yet I go inside, hearing the words rock and stir around me as I begin to speak. I hate that in retrospect I sometimes see myself in old ways, like when I was a girl, when my mind was never on straight, seeing people from my past who bring me back, smear the memories in my face. It is my fault, I know, it makes me so ashamed to see mistakes I've made. But I love the transformation that I constantly am making, love to watch the way my life unfolds on this path that I am taking, to feel the wisdom and the hindsight of my past shine to guide me like a flashlight. I love to be silly and giddy in my mind. I love to pretend and laugh and skip a step. I feel the child so close to me, like a shadow from behind. I like to look back and catch it when I can. There is so much somber and serious before me. I feel it deep around me. So I like to walk backwards from time to time in a crazy, crooked line. But I hate to make mistakes, take chances, feel like a silly, stupid child, doer of unthinking things when impulsive ways got the better of me, cause me to hang my head, feel disgrace like a child who throws a rock that's its window when just meaning for it to fly in outer space. I hate when I fuss over my clothing, stare at my closet and wonder what to wear, worry about the hair I might be losing, seeing it turn up on my face instead somewhere. Sometimes wanting to be monk-like, wear a sack of black, chanting in a dark place while I slowly shave my head. but I love that when I enter a room, once in a while, after all these years, I can still turn your head and make you smile. I hate to let go of my youth, see myself as aging, watch the wrinkles start to grow, try to cover age with band-aids, to think that someday I'll have to grow back to the way of babies, rely on someone else to feed me, wipe my drool, tell me to behave and prepare me in my weakened state to let go of my life. I hate to think I'll have to be that brave. But I love that I am growing calmer, wiser, stronger in my older age, and that I now magnify the importance of each and every living day. I hate when I have a bad day, feel so alone, unhappy, thinking there is really no one on my side. But I love that I feel solid in my selfhood, remind myself we all feel alone from time to time, crowded and surrounded by millions on this planet, but feeling like we are the only one sometimes, and then getting past that, getting up, brushing our knees off, looking around us, seeing the connections we've made along the way that we are truly blessed with, and move on to yet another day. So I have said it all that is on my mind, the good and the bad, the wrong and the right, the love and the hate. And then the coldness leaves and the downpour has turned to clear. The darkness becomes light, my burden now gone, self-doubt now left behind, and my balance restored as I get up to leave, push lightly upon the heavy door, and walk out into the clearing of my mind. Thank you. Thank you, Ellen.
Cheryl Perrault, just marvelous. One more big hand for her.